Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, man. We're back with
Glow J, is one and only.
Glow J, listen. So you've been the first guest to actually. So there's this running joke that I don't introduce none of my guests, right? You feel me? But you actually beat me to it. So Glow J, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, first off, man, how you feeling, man? Like, you came dripped out, man.
I really just like, I wanted to stay grounded. I ain't put no jewelry on, no none of that. I said, let me just stay grounded. And actually, I did not mean to put on the orange, but I feel good.
Yo, listen though, but like when you wear orange and in LA, like that means Hoover.
For real?
Yes, right now, I have a personal in-house Hoover associate, so like I guess I'll feel safe walking around.
Type shit.
You feel me?
So I need to change my pants.
Hey, listen, man, Glow J might be the most tapped in gangster in the world, man.
Nah, I need to change my pants. Hey, bro, I need some new pants, man, damn.
Nah, listen. I ain't gonna cap, and he looks like he's a shooter, man. So you might be
for
safe.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. I know it, bro. It's the light skin, bro. It's the light skin dudes, yo.
You gotta have somebody with you.
They are unsuspecting.
Yeah,
but they put in work. Got man, to. Yo, bro. So where are you from, man?
I'm from Little Rock. Yeah,
Little Rock, Arkansas.
Uh huh.
Yo, okay, so outside of, like, smashing white women, like, what's there to do there?
Damn, I ain't never did that. Nigga.
Stop it, bro.
Maybe, I ain't gonna lie, I got two on my roster.
In Little Rock, Arkansas?
For sure. I don't know. Have you been?
No.
So what the fuck?
Is there black folks there?
What the fuck?
It's Arkansas.
God damn it. Little Rock, bro. Little Rock is straight black. Everything else? Okay, cool. But, like, Little Rock, yeah, it's definitely 100% us.
Got you. So, like, you weren't, like, smashing all the white punanis?
Nah. It wasn't. It's not that many.
No.
No.
So, like, it's a black town.
It's like Atlanta, but, like, really small. So, more so like Chicago, but really small.
Wait, so is Little Rock, again, like, I'm super slow.
Yeah.
Is Little Rock the place where, like, there was, like, I think MLK went there, right?
Yeah. It was, Banging in the Rock 2 and Little Rock 9, all that.
Oh, no, Jerry Jones!
Yeah, exactly.
Yo, how you feeling about that, man? Like Jerry Jones is resurfacing that he was already putting in work, man. Havoc.
Man, look, I'm going to be quite honest with you. I'm not going to come on here and cap. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No? So, all right. So, there's a picture that, like, surfaced, right? So, apparently, like, they was trying to, like, desegregate gay schools right back then, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
And Jerry Jones is the owner of the Cowboys.
Right.
And apparently, like, a picture surfaced where he was front row. You feel me? Like, trying to stop them from segregating the school and allowing black folks to enter. You feel me?
Oh. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. That's quite expected, though. I mean, hey, what you expect? Oh, white man, owner of the Cowboys. How much y'all expect from
him? He's old as heck, man, right? Yeah. I believe, like, he's, like, 90. But, like, yeah.
Damn, he is.
Right, yeah. You know, I try not to give into the stereotype that all, you know, and older white folks are racist. But, like, when you truly look at it, bro,
but it's kind of like, how can you not be? It's how you came up.
Exactly.
This is what you're used to.
Exactly, right? Like, how can you not be, right?
Right.
Now, what's there to do in, like, Arkansas? Like, what type of kid were you? Were you in the streets or were you, like, a mark like myself?
A mix of both. More so, like, my younger age, probably, like, up until I was, like, 9, I was in the streets for sure. Like, yeah, like.
9 years old?
Yeah,
for sure. God, yo, God damn, you're giving up early up there.
Yeah, because, like, I lived in the hood. So, like, when you come outside, when I say the hood, I mean riding our bikes. I'm talking about bikes get stolen. I'm talking about, like, you name it. It was a Salvation Army right down the street so they can fit the dynamic of what's going on. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of times where I would come outside and shootouts going on right then. It became normal. And you got to think, when I say normal, of course it's not normal, but when you get used to certain shit and you see it all the time, it becomes a norm. So that's what I was exposed to. But then I say 9 years old, because as I got older, that's when I was 9, I started hanging around. Like, my school had some white kids, and their people was rich. And
super rich.
Super rich. So I went to their house, and I had never been to, like, a big house or nothing like that, and seen nice cars. I said, damn. I don't know. It sparked something in me, like, oh, life can be like this. Just hit me, like, I want my life like this. I don't like that.
Facts.
So that really, like, yeah, probably at 9 years old.
At 9 years old, man. So, like, are there any gangs up there?
Hell yeah.
Or, like, is it just like the streets is just, like, you know, like, just blocks and
Hell nah, it's hella gang activity for sure.
Now, okay, so I'm assuming like nobody was reckless enough to put a 9-year-old in a gang, right?
Nah. That was a choice though. I had the opportunity a lot. I definitely had the opportunity, and I was affiliated around it a lot. But I never, even to this day, like when I went to college, I was like, I really don't want to play as nothing because I just want to be me. I'm like, I'm me. I don't want to be affiliated or called or in a part of none of that shit. I just want to be myself.
Oh, man, definitely. And like, you grew up in a two-parent household or what?
Yeah, my stepdad and my mom.
Stepdad and mom. So,
yeah.
So like, have you met your
He cool. I mean, he cool.
He cool.
I mean, yeah, my stepdad been in my life since I was two, though. So you gotta think, like, that's really my real dad. Like, that's when I say dad, that's who I mean. My real dad, I just call him his name.
Yo, have your, like, biological dad kind of, like, been upset? Like so if you, like, refer to, like, your, like, stepdad as dad in you know like, the interviews like that, right?
Yeah.
Like, have your biological dad, like, spoke up and said, bro, like...
Nah, what you gonna say?
Shit, yeah.
I mean, he been on life since I was two. What you gonna say for real? Nothing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing you can tell me. And I mean, he even know. I call him Justin. I call my real dad that. I mean, it is what it is.
You call him Justin?
Yeah, that's his name.
Hey, listen up. Bro, like, I guess, like, if you've been, like, in and out of somebody's life, then, like, you really don't, like, dictate, you know, like, right? Type exactly shit. How to respect you, right?
And it's a big thing, too, because I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, my stepdad, I feel like having a two-parent household is especially for a male, a black male at that, that's damn near a need. Like, you have to have that. So I had the dynamic. But I ain't gonna say my stepdad is even, like, opening doors for my mom and stuff like that. He don't do none of that, like, even the affection, because he didn't have his dad, so he don't really know how to show affection for real. So I would, like, I just took notes. Like, I would see the shit he would do, and then I would, like, I think that's smart. I'm going to take that from you, but I feel like you should do it like this. Not that I told him, but that's how I applied it to my life. That's why I always open car doors. I'm hella gentleman, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nobody did that around me. And even to this day, it's rare you'll see a male, like, open the door for a female and stuff like that. But
yeah. Nah, but I feel like that's, like, that's just, like, everybody, like, down south, right? Because niggas like us, like, who grew up, you know, like, in the East Coast and the Midwest, is kind of like, you know, like...
So you're not on that?
Nah, man. But I should be, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yo, no, but, like... Glow J needs to, like, open up, like, a Glow J school of hospitality, right?
Damn, that'd be smart. So how much, like, what type of cut you want for that? If I really run that play and it go crazy, like, you want a cut because you gave the idea, so how are we going to do it?
Yo, listen, man.
You can say no.
Here, right. So, look, I won't take a cut, but I see you being, like on, like, Mr. Beast level one day, right? You feel me?
Yeah.
So when you do get to that level.
Remember you.
You just got to come back and F with me, man. You feel me?
I'm going to come fuck with you.
For sure. For sure, right? Now, okay, so in the streets, you said, bro, at 9 years old, listen, man, I ain't trying to be no dusty ninja.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, engaging in crime. Now, did you get into sports or, like, what type of hobbies, like, drew you away from?
Football.
Football?
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Like, let me guess.
Uh-huh.
Because you're actually taller than I expected.
Really? Yeah. Everybody say that. I don't know why. In my videos, I look like, I know.
I mean, Pee-wee, right?
Pee-wee.
You're taller than I expected, and you look, but you're kind of like smally framed, so I'm expecting cornerback.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. That's the only position I play.
Only position.
That's it. Corner.
How nice were you, though, man?
I ran a 4.2 and a 40.
God damn!
Yeah, so you ain't burning me.
Yo! It's that down south blood, bro. Like, John Ross was down south too, right?
Yeah. And I was ain't gonna lie, I almost had a football scholarship, but I tore my MCL, so that canceled all that out.
Here, right? So in your prime, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've never been to a point where, like, I was ever nice enough to even think about playing D1, right?
Right.
But when you were in your prime, like, what's the hood like? Yo, listen, man, Glow J finna take us out this hood, man. You feel me, man? Like, football finna take us out the streets.
Nah, because I'm so antisocial. I done always been antisocial. So people don't really have that, like, with me. They don't, I mean, like, what you see is what you get with me. I be with the same people. I don't really talk to nobody. I'm real anti, so I never had a big group of friends or nothing to even say some shit like that.
Because
you know damn well I don't even talk to y'all. But that mean that's just respectfully. Like, I don't even talk to y'all. So.
Of course. But you on now, though, right? So, like, and I would expect that a lot of people, like, from your community is now, like, reaching out, asking to be put on, too, right?
I change my number so often, bro.
Oh, man. Yo, he a cold nigga, man.
But, nah, you gotta think, it also, it's not from being cocky or no, or Hollywood or no shit like that. Yeah. But you gotta think, my content is different. So, my content is giving money. Mm-hmm. So, it gives a perception, oh, this nigga just likes to give away money.
Mm.
Ooh, let me ask him for money.
Yeah.
All this weird shit. And then when I don't respond, it'd be, oh, your content is not real, da da da. It's just all for the internet. No, nigga.
Yeah, of course.
No, I do for who I want to do for. I'm not doing for you because you asked me to. By the time you ask, I really don't want to do it.
Of course.
Let me do it.
Man, listen, man, and I learned one thing and one thing, you know, like once I got some type of like, you know, like clout, right?
Yeah.
Is stay away from starving niggas, man.
Man, what? Them niggas will bring you down and take you for everything you got.
Man,
and,
listen,
and
man.
Females too.
No, facts.
Probably number one, females.
Starving females.
What?
Wait though, but like, and are females like still starving? Because I feel like if you're like a bad chick, it's almost impossible to be a starving bad chick,
y'all,
right?
Y'all hear this shit?
Wait, hold up. So like, you've dealt with starving bad chicks?
Y'all hear this shit? What? You can't make this shit up. Bro, these Instagram females you be seeing, for real, don't have no money. I promise you they don't. And they can have 300,000-400,000 followers and don't even know how to monetize it. I've seen it firsthand. Like, I'm talking dirt poor. I'm talking begging niggas for money type shit. No funny.
God damn.
Like, it's terrible. I don't. It's bad.
Yo, like, I got to stop thinking that, like, these females are out of my league then. Because if, like,
please stop.
You feel me? Right? Because if they, like, dirt poor, then, like, I can, you feel me? Like,
you got to think. And then, and not only are they dirt poor, they don't even, when they come around you, they don't feel like they have to do anything for you. You know me? Mm-hmm. I like my crib being clean, my laundry being done. I just like being taken care of. Mm-hmm. They feel like, because they pretty, and a lot of these lame-ass niggas, give them this perception, like, you don't got to do nothing, baby. It's all good. Just be pretty. No, man.
Hell no.
I'm like, nah, that shit ain't enough for me. You going to have to come with some more. Like, you going to have to.
Yo, like, so have you cracked a chick yet where, yo, like, you, before the TikTok clout and the fame, right? Yeah. And you seen her, like, IG, and you fantasized and dreamed about her, man.
For sure.
Have you cracked them cheeks yet?
Fuck yes.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you, it's the worst. It is not the perception you think. Wow. Those extremely bad ones, bro, that shit don't be that good, bro. It don't.
Because they bad, though, right? So don't
they
like.
Bad. So, I mean, I can nut because, I mean, you bad.
Of
I can
course.
Look at you. But it, as far as, like, the quality of it, be like, man, this shit ain't what it's cracked out to be for real.
Yo, listen, right? Because I have, like, one chick that's on my hit list called Malu Trevorjaho.
I ain't never heard of her.
No?
Nope.
Bruh.
She like that?
Fam, listen up, bruh. You listen. Like, she can have it all. Like, life savings, checking accounts.
You crashing the fuck out.
Nah, I'm tripping, bruh. Not the life savings, but, like, Malu can definitely get something. You
see,
right?
And niggas like you are the reason why.
Of course. Wait. Do you pay?
No, fuck no.
Stop it, man.
Fuck no.
You don't pay for, like, punani?
No, hell no. Indirectly, maybe.
Nah, like, but I feel like these, like, so, like, these, like, Instagram chicks, right? Like, it has to be some type of, like, pay for play, right?
Nah.
Or maybe.
It's the perception that you think that. They're going to come around. They come around and see nice cars and penthouses, and they have the assumption that they're going to get something. And they, I mean, I'm probably going to take you out to eat for sure. Yeah, we can go eat. But then from there, it'll be like, all right, she finna give it to me. Cool, I know that. And she going to think after she give it to me, now I'm green. She think I like shit sweet by that time. No, baby. Fuck no.
Yo, listen, maybe it's the, like it's the aroma, right? Feel me? Because, like, instead of picking them up in my whip.
Yeah.
Yo, like, listen, man, because I'm a brokey, right? And I don't have a Rolls Royce yet, right?
Right.
But I rent out the Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I take her to, like, this expensive restaurant.
Why would you do all that?
Like.
Now you already sitting by, you know, you rented the Rolls. You sitting at a band already. You sitting at a band. Her outfit probably ain't even a band.
That's true, right? Right. But though, like, they're taxing niggas like me though.
Yeah.
They tax, right? Right.
But you know what it is? That's true. And I feel like when you really, like, your fan base there for real, and they see, like, you go to my gram, you see my numbers, they up everywhere.
In fact,
they like, I just want to be around them. Fuck it.
Exactly.
I just
want
to be around them. So yeah, I can see that. But I also tell you, at this point now, I prefer a regular female over an Instagram female all day.
Nah, listen, man. That's a fact, man. So after tearing your like MCL, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, like, when did you now transition into saying, yo, listen, man, I'm finna start making content? And was TikTok the first platform like you got on?
I'm gonna be honest, I started making content for real when I was like 12. I did like skits. I was doing skits. Like,
you been comments. On it early.
But it never bit because I wasn't being myself for real. That's the whole key to it. I wasn't really being myself. I was like looking at everybody else's content, trying to framework it and do my shit like theirs.
Yeah.
But whole time you gotta think, it's already a Drake. So if you another artist come in and sound just like Drake, you're not gonna go. We already got that.
Over with.
But then you gotta think I came in like and I was inconsistent. because it wasn't working. I was like, man, this shit ain't popping. I'm done with it. Mm-hmm. And then I had a job. I was working Mercedes in Atlanta. And I was a service advisor.
God damn.
At 19. Yeah, I was doing it at 19. So I was making over six figures at that age.
You better rich.
Type shit.
God damn.
That's what they don't know. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But look, I keep it that way.
Yeah.
But nah, so I was 19. I had that going for myself. That's what moved me. That's why I moved to Atlanta for real, because I had my career set in place. But whole time I was doing that shit, I said, bro, it's not for me. Like, I had a class, always my name, all that shit. But I was like, man, it's not for me. It's cool. I said all the time, it's not for me. And then I was like, okay, I slowly started fucking with internet again. I did start on TikTok this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I posted one video. It really ain't. I was doing like my photography stuff, but I really didn't like doing that shit no more. And then I was like, I was gonna do a photo shoot of a homeless person, but then somebody just started recording like our conversation or whatnot, and I just started asking about his life, and then I posted it because he was cool with it. I posted like about his life, and then did like 1.3 million views. Or something.
Oh God,
like that. Yeah. So actually, it did it slow. I posted it. It didn't do nothing for like a week. Then I came back. It was at like 400K. Then I came back again. It was like a mil, and I was like,
Wait, that's a secret, right? Because so, you know, I cracked the YouTube algorithm.
Yeah.
I cracked the IG algorithm.
For sure.
But I can't crack that TikTok algorithm,
that's
right?
That one.
And I delete my videos. Like, if I don't see it do numbers in less than like 48 hours, it got to go.
You know my trick, though?
What?
My trick, I test on Instagram. My Instagram is my test. I have like, if it do 1,000 likes in like 10 minutes on a video, I'm like, okay, this gonna go viral on TikTok. It always works like that.
Really?
And if it don't really do 1,010, I won't even put it on my TikTok. I'm like, nah, that's cool. And some videos I drop, when I know they go, I put it on TikTok first, and I just drop it on Instagram at the same time, and then it just go. So that's my trick.
Yo, that's amazing, man. You feel me? Yeah. Now, like, when did you realize, yo, like, and I'm lit now?
I still haven't realized it.
Man, stop. What?
Mm-mm.
Bro, you are everywhere. Listen, bro. Like, bro, and, like, you have, like, mastered, like, the cross-platform thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, we're, like... When I open up my like YouTube shorts, Glow J is there.
Yeah.
When I open up my IG, the nigga there as well,
Facebook,
bro.
Too.
Facebook, TikTok, the nigga there, bro.
Yeah.
We can't escape you.
You can't run from me.
At all, right?
Right.
And it's heavy numbers.
It's heavy.
10 million, 20 million. Yeah. Like, it's heavy numbers, yo.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, how did you become consistent enough to where now, like, you just pop it on every platform to where now things is just autopilot now for you?
Yeah, it is autopilot now. And like I said, I still don't feel like I'm famous or none of that shit. I don't know why that is, but I do feel like I need that. But I don't know. I'm at a point now where I feel like, okay, I'm gonna post a video. I know what it's gonna do. Mm-hmm. Just off the strength of I know how content is, and I know my content and the way I built my shit too. You got to think. I started. A lot of people put themselves in a box, or they let their fan base put them in a box. If you blew up doing one thing, I advise as soon as you get hot, switch it while you're still hot.
Yeah.
You got to think. If you do the same shit for so long, bro, it's gonna die down. And then when it's dying down and people starting to go away and you try to switch it up, then they're like, nah, this nigga corny. Like, I did this shit in the middle of being hot, like in the middle of going crazy. I said, nah, fuck this. I'm switching it.
Yeah.
Then I switched from like the giving back homeless stuff to like, start shooting my shot at girls. You niggas not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just be playing with it and it's easy. It's so much stuff on the internet that people are not doing.
And yo, I realized that too, right? So like, and you would do a trend and then all of a sudden, I start seeing the other like TikTok niggas start doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that was me, quite personally, I wouldn't take that level of disrespect. Jacking my shit, I'm calling niggas out left and right.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how do you like just avoid like, like I'm not even gonna like, you feel me? Like bother with you niggas, y'all eat.
If you look at my profiles, I don't follow nobody. Like on Instagram, I follow like 100 people. TikTok, I don't follow nobody. I be seeing it, but then when I be seeing it, it be like,
but it gets outrageous though, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, right? Because if you taking a nigga shit word for word.
They do word for word too.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's nuts, man. Now, yo, so here, right? So, like, the one thing about, like, in your content, bro, is it's entertaining, but it's also impactful, man. Because I seen, like, you actually, like, reunited sisters after 25 years.
You saw that.
Like, tell that story, man. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, so Miss Dana is her name.
Yeah, Miss Dana.
Like, I saw her because I don't know what I was doing. She was going crazy somewhere. Like, she was out. You know, some moments people be like, outspoken. She was wilding. And then I had just started talking to her and stuff like that. And I think I gave her money that first time I did an interview of her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I posted it. Yeah, I remember doing that. I did an interview, I posted it. Then her sister reached out to me because her sister was actually in Arkansas. Mind you, I'm from there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, damn, that's ironic. Cool. So I ended up, I just sent her the money. So they was going to drive down there. I paid for their hotel. Got out there on video too.
Mm-hmm.
I paid for the hotel. I got them down here. I linked them up. And Miss Dana did not want to go back with her. Like, mm-hmm. she had the opportunity not to be home somewhere. So she chose not to go
what,
back.
Really?
Yeah. She chose not to go back home. She would rather be homeless.
Yo, so, and, like, that's the thing that really, like, gets me, right? Because here, so, like, you actually, like, talk to more like, homeless people than I've ever had, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think is the most contributing factor to homelessness?
No responsibility. Mm. You got to think, if I try to pull you back into this real world that you escaped from, essentially, mm-hmm. Yes, you do live outside. Yes, you do live in a tent. However, you don't have any bills. You have no responsibilities. Mm-hmm. The only thing you got to do is whatever the fuck you want.
Exactly.
And you got to think, people going to make sure, in Atlanta, they going to make sure you fed. Like, the people don't understand, these homeless people be having money, bro. Like, I swear to God, they make $300 a day. Easily.
God damn.
If you add that up, that's over six figures.
Especially, like, if you have a really sad story, it's over.
Oh, yeah, it's over with.
It's over with, bro.
I've seen it. I'd be you, like, you feel damn. Me? And that's the thing, you know, sad story, they're smart. They're mm-hmm. not dumb. It's a hustle. Like, I promise you, when they make up these stories, like, they calculate it, they add it up, they structure it right. Because mm-hmm. they know, we're human. We know what is sad to other people. We know what to tell somebody to make them sad. It's simple.
Yeah.
Put a sob story together, they're going to give me more money. That's what they do.
Yeah, man. And that's why, like, I'm reluctant at times, right? But, like, after a while, man, I just said, man, God, man, bro, listen, man, like, if this person is finessing me, it's cool, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me here, bro? You feel me, right?
Yeah.
Right, but no good deed goes unpunished, though, right?
Facts.
Because I seen, and you was in a scandal now, like 5 months ago?
Yeah.
Right? Now, that's a perfect example of no good deed goes unpunished. Meaning, facts. Listen, man, if you out here trying to help people.
That shit gonna shit on you.
Right?
You're gonna get shit on.
Now, explain that story, man. Like, why was people online and in my
that
feed saying
that shit was everywhere, Shade Room and all. That shit was bruh, huge.
And it was the most scandalous title, right? Bro, now again.
Shit ever.
Right? I haven't really, like, dived too deep into it.
Yeah.
But why was the title Glow J is Scamming?
Yeah, so boom, it was a lady. Actually, usually, I'm gonna be honest with you, when I be seeing homeless people, I like to scout them out and feel the vibe myself.
Yeah.
But this the first time I didn't feel the vibe and energy myself. Mm-hmm. I went off one of my little niggas told me. Mm-hmm. It was like, it's this lady in Union City. She's out here with her whole family. Mm. They're homeless. Boom, boom, boom. I'm like, damn, okay, cool. And me being oblivious and not understanding that there are professional panhandlers on this earth, that's my first time learning that. So boom, I pulled up on her. I did a video. I gave her $500, and I started a GoFundMe, which I've done three of them, and everybody and all of them, they got all the bread. Everything was super straight.
Of course.
Cool. And this one, I started GoFundMe for. Of course, it run up 20K in a day or something like that. Mm-hmm. But me being me.
In a day?
Yeah.
But, yo, her story must have been stupid. It's like stupid.
Yeah, that in my platform.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, okay, cool. I was like, all right, cool. Me being me, something in my gut, because people told me, like, it was a video. Like, when I dropped that video, somebody else made it. Like, it was a lady. It was like, she called her whole name, said, you are not homeless. You out here scamming. Like, what mm-hmm. are you doing all this for? Like, you got a house and kids. Like, you got all this. I'm like, okay. Mind you, I see this video, and the GoFundMe just hit that. I'm like, do I pull up on her and just drop the whole bag, or do I not? And I'm like, nah. I got with some of my colleagues, and I was like, nah, bro, just give her, like, $3,500 right now.
Before.
And mind you, if you homeless and I give you $3,500, actually, that's $4,000. I just gave you $5,000. I was like, okay. I put up on her. I gave her that. And then from there, she ended up getting the phone. She got everything she needed. But you know what's crazy? The next day, she had texted me and was like, she needs $300 for baby formula or something. In my head, I'm like, I just gave you $3,500.
Yeah.
But she told me, she was like, she was staying in this hotel the day. She said she used that to pay up her back. I'm like, the fuck? In my head. But I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna question it. Cool, whatever. So boom, I give her the $3,500. Then she creates TikTok because I told her, I was like, if I see you working, in the video I said this too. Mm-hmm. I said, if I see you working, I see you trying to do better, I put her on a bunch of job opportunities. I put her in position to win.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to take it. That's another red flag. I'm like, damn. Okay, I'm throwing you all this bait and you don't want to take none of it. She creates TikTok and says, he didn't give me all my money, da da da, and it just blows completely out of proportion. And I'm like, okay. Now at this point, you tarnishing my name. What in the fuck makes you think I'm going to give you the rest of it now?
Yeah.
So I ended up wiring it back to GoFundMe. Got receipts on that too. I ended up just wiring it back and I was like, okay. But at that point, they had already, like, they stirred up and did whatever they wanted to do. And which I honestly knew. I was like, man, actually, Marco, he told me, he was like, bro, what you're doing is great, but somebody's gonna try to shit on you. That's mm-hmm. what they do.
Of
and
course.
They did, of course. I was like, okay, cool. So they did that whole situation. And I was like, well, whatever. I ain't tripping. They called me this camera. I don't, fuck it.
Bro, that's insane too, man, right? And like to think that you actually got in a lot of that mess just for trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's insane, man. Now, here. So like, and she told a story, right? Now, again, like, it's hard to really like, decipher which is true.
Yep.
Right? Because, like, usually you're in that predicament
right.
because you have character flaws, right? In terms of being, like, homeless, et cetera, et cetera, right? You feel me? You again, but crazy. But not all homeless people, right? But most are in that position to... For like having character flaws, right?
Yeah.
So maybe lying, you know.
She has major ones. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Like when I pulled up on her at her hotel to give her the other $3,500.
Yeah.
When I like the door was open, you know, like those little motels, like the door just open, people can walk past and stuff.
Yeah.
It was like it's like one of those day to day really cheap ones. So of course it's a lot of other homeless people that live in there. So it was a lady. She was trying to get my attention, like she was trying to talk to me or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and. The other, like, homeless lady I was doing the video with, mm-hmm. seeing her, like, getting really mad right then. I was like, what the fuck? She said, shut the door. And I ended up shutting the door. And it's just, then we continued on. But then when I walked out, she saw me in the parking lot. She was like, I just want to let you know. She didn't pinpoint her.
Yeah.
She said, a lot of these people out here are just scamming. I was like, they're not really homeless.
That's,
in my head, I'm like, oh, shit. This is the second time I'm hearing this. I'm like, mm-hmm. okay. Mind you, after that, I told the lady my email. She needed help, too. Mm-hmm. I gave her my email. She emailed me and was like, she just hit me for trying to tell you the truth. I called the police, and all that came out verified true.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, damn. Okay. And mind you, I'm still trying to help her. And then, boom, set this out. So I ended up, I even got to a point where I was like, bro, it's just, honestly and truly, I'm going to be humble and say this, but I was like, bro, it's just 20 bands. We're not sweating over 20K for real.
Just 20 like, bands? God
but,
damn.
No, I ain't saying it on a cocky shit, but in my position, the shit I be doing, like, you think I'm finna really sweat over 20K, bro, fight y'all over this shit? No. So I'm reaching out to him. I'm like, bro, nah, I give you the bread. Like, I don't care, bro. I'll give you the money. I don't care before I wired it back. But she was like, nah, she want to take it to court and get a lawyer. Then at that point, I said, I'll buy all means, please. I'm thinking,
but that
please.
Like, so like that tells me that there were people in her ear.
Of course.
You feel me? Giving her like bad advice.
Mind you, think about this. All the people, like as viral as this shit went, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big as it got, she's still homeless. If you wanted better or could do better, don't you think you would have a job by now with all that exposure? You still on the same shit.
Oh, yeah, right. So she is homeless now.
Yeah.
I think
so she says.
Right? So I think she said something like, y'all told her to come out the house and do the video and on the curb. Is that true or no?
Fuck no. I didn't even see that.
Yeah. Bro, right? Because, like, I think it was her, like here, because, for example, right? Like, her and, like, most of the females who are doing, like, the hate piece on you.
Yeah.
They all look alike. So, like,
they do look
it may have been like, you
they
feel
do
me?
Look alike. I peeped that shit. Like, right? Yellow hair is crazy.
Right? It may have been like, one of the right, but yo, hair, right? So, like, that was like your first, like, you know, like, what, like scandal?
Yeah. Only one.
Was you like, damn, bro, like, it's probably over with for me?
No, fuck no.
Yeah.
All right, man. I ain't gonna lie, cause I feel like I was telling her this yesterday. I feel like I'm one of the people God put certain people on this earth. That's like somebody gotta lead us. Somebody gotta know what's going on out here.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta think everybody can't be the blind leading the blind.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gotta know. I feel like I'm just one of those people on the universe that know like what's going on, and I know my purpose too. And the reason I know my purpose is like if you look all platforms, I'm viral consistently. It's like what else could be your purpose? Like I mean that shit works for me consistently every day. It's like it's not happening to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like, yeah, nah, I ain't sweating none of that. Did I step back for a second off the internet? I did, just because I was like, I don't want to turn off no comments or nothing. So let that shit die down. I got off the internet for like a month. Well, not really got off. I just didn't post that much for a month. I was just cool. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Chilling, let it die down a little bit and hit right back full throttle.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So like that situation is cool. Now, there was one other one where we never met, right? But I knew that you were like, bro, like you were innocent, right?
Yeah, so
it was this guy called Seven the Don, right?
He said some shit.
And he went live, right?
I didn't even see that.
I think, right? But like, just a story to me, like, now I can understand a single mother of kids, but as a grown, able-bodied man, right?
Yeah.
Like, I guess crying about not getting a handout or like not getting more than like $200 to me was kind of like,
because when I put it out, I tried to get him like Cash App stuff like that. I tried to get it set up for him, but nobody was rocking with his story. For
of course,
real. They, like, so he ain't getting nothing. I was sending him, a screen recording of
he's
all
a
like
grown
the,
man
the
though, right?
Yeah, I'm like, bro, nobody sent you shit.
He's grown as hell, man. But but yo, listen, man. Again, people, and he came and like he answered everything with a straight face. You feel me?
Everything.
Now, past the foolery, man.
Yeah.
Let's get into Glow J mouthpiece. I heard, man, like you got an immaculate mouthpiece, meaning, bro, you know how to talk to people.
Yeah.
And like you are great with the ladies, man.
For sure.
Now, you was actually in a high profile relationship, right?
Yeah.
Now, yo, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, when I seen a freaking TikTok of her crying and saying that Glow J dogged her out and cheated on her.
That shit was crazy.
So, one, how did you and Jessica the pranker, right?
Yeah, Jessica the prankster.
Yeah, meet. Yeah.
How did we, me and Jess met? I think I DM'd her. I had DM'd her. It was way before we had started, like, being together.
Yeah.
So, I had DM'd her. It was cool. Like, we was just chopping it up. And then I was at Atlantic Station at a random, and she was there too. Mm-hmm. She had DM'd me, was like, I see you. I was like, okay, cool. Then we did a video together. Like, that, like, let's do our video. We were supposed to do a video together.
Yeah.
Then I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. So we ran the video, I posted it, it went crazy, crazy. I ended up taking it down. But
why?
What the fuck? Her teammate, like, she was mean. They was being mean to her in the comments because she was, like, being disrespectful.
Okay,
yeah, she, like, curved me. I'm getting her friend on some shit.
Yeah.
But that's how we set it up. I'm like, okay, cool. So I took it down for that. Then when she told me, like, they're being mean to me, I took it down. And then I ended up, like, we had just started being cool. And then we became a relationship. Like, it was cool. Vibing.
And how fast after, I guess, like, the first DM did y'all, I guess, like, start dating or talking romantically?
Like, 5-6 months.
Oh, man, bro, that's quick, right? Because listen, I ain't going to lie. Like, that's a good one, bro, right? Because, bro, there's a lot of dudes who trying to get at Jessica. You feel me, missiles?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed you back there. Now, like, where did things go wrong? Because, like, people were not trying to call you a two-timer, a cheater.
Yeah.
Now, when I heard the story, heard, like, whatever version of the story is, I was like, listen, man, Glow J is my spirit animal.
For sure.
To break up with a shorty today and then have a baddie on the flight. So, listen, Glow J is my spirit animal, bro. Yeah. I would have lived your life, my guy.
Look, I tell people, too, everything that glitters ain't gold, bro.
Yeah.
I say that. I mean, mind you, she's a great person.
Of course.
100% great individual. Nothing wrong with it at all. Not in my sense. Not to me.
Yeah.
But I just felt like it was a lot of, you know, I'm going to just be honest. Fuck it. We on here.
Yeah.
It's going to go cold. Fuck it. All right. So she's 19 and I was 22, 23.
Yeah. Like, yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. But at the same time, like, as y'all know her mom, that's how she really is.
Like, really? Her mom's really like that?
She's really like that.
Wow.
In real life. Like, worse in real life. Like,
hell
like
nah.
That. Her mom's like that. Like, really like that. So it's like location, 7, 8 p.m. curfews.
At 19?
Real stiff. And mind you, for a certain amount of time, it'd be cool. Like, we was together, what, like 4 or 5 months, something like that. Never spent the night in my crib. Mind you, I stay alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never spent the night, none of that. So that, and you know, that played a huge part. But I mean, I signed up for that, so I really can't blame her for that.
Okay.
But then it would be like, okay, all the extra shit to come with it. It'd be like, all right, is it worth it? And the back and forth, I don't know. I just felt like she was sneaky. And mind you, I was loyal. But I feel like she was sneaky. So in a sense of like.
Like, in terms of she was cheating or she was like
I
just.
I can't verify it. So
got you. Now, what type of things like did she do to where like you were like, you know what, bro? Like she, you know, like
yeah, a little random shit. Yeah. Like turn a little location off. Her. She, you know, what thing is she's a, I don't know. She just doesn't tell the truth all the time. And mind you, we're human. A lot of people don't. Shit, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, actually, now I do. But you know what I'm saying? A lot of things I just felt like she wasn't telling the truth about, and the trust just slowly built up, and I just lost it. And it'd be like, I really don't got trust. So when we did end up breaking things off. Actually, it was like, no, we had been stopped. It was like 2 weeks. We had stopped talking for 2 weeks for real. But we were still together, but we wasn't together.
Yeah.
So, boom. We had officially, like, it was a day. We were like, officially, like, she said she was done type shit. And I was like, all right, cool. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in New York with somebody else. But I had just met her, too. Like, I had just hit her DM on some shit. Like,
God damn.
I was like, but it was on some shit like, I'm finna go to New York alone. Nah. Then I was fine. I was like, oh, she fine. All right, cool.
DM is that easy?
Type shit.
God.
So, I was like.
Yeah, what am I doing wrong here, bro? Like, bro.
It'd be clout, bro. It's not me. It's clout. I swear it's not me.
Yo, I got to get my clout up, bro. Because if it's... Okay, sorry.
I don't look like... I be telling myself, nigga, I don't know for a fact. It's got to be clout. Because I don't look like none of that. Not like that.
Nah, bro, but your mouthpiece is different.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel me?
But I didn't use my mouthpiece. I typed some shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, but who gonna decline it? If you free and you ain't got shit to do, why you gonna decline a trip to New York?
Right.
Who really gonna do that?
Now that's crazy, right? So so how did she find out?
That's what it was. Me and a girl had, because I don't be following people, but I had followed her.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was following like 50 people and I had followed her. You know, you can see the last person somebody followed.
Yeah.
So boom, I put on my story like I was in New York. On some shit. Like, I was out to eat in New York. Then she put some of her story, like, the same restaurant. I didn't even know that.
Mm.
Mind you, I ain't put her in none of that shit. Yeah. And she had posted like she was in a restaurant in New York.
And the blogs picked it up.
Yeah. And then, yeah, and then she got on live and played it. Like, she was like, they had to be talking the whole time. The whole time it wasn't. I had just met her.
Yo, that's diabolical, man. Now, like, do you, like, feel like she plays up the super nice girl role?
Oh, I mean, they all do.
Like, because to come online and cry like that.
That was crazy.
Right? Because if you want to cry, like, why not just cry offline?
Right. That was crazy. Yeah, I can't explain that one. That was wild to me too. I was like, damn, okay. Mind you, I still to this day have not seen the video. I don't be watching shit.
Nah.
People be telling me, yeah. Like even the share, I don't be seeing none of that. I know what's going on.
Like,
I'm sure it's going on, but I don't watch nothing. And I heard it went viral, but I don't know.
Yeah, man. You listen up, man. Like, I still think that she's a great girl. And listen, I would want to see y'all back to, because like, bro, that's a power couple right there, though, right?
Could be.
Now since she's not in option no more, like who's another like celebrity chick that you would, you know, like not be against being a power couple with?
Oh, I saw her nobody.
No? How about this, right? You and Justina Sky.
I don't know who that is.
God damn.
I told you I don't follow nobody.
You and Big Lotto. I mean, that's a Georgia reference. Come on now.
I'm cool. Lotto too.
Out there.
Like she just real. She like loud. I don't like that. I like kind of soft spoken type.
I got you, man. But speaking of out there, man. Now, I see ninjas, right? Like, come on in your TikTok and they be capping about the income, yo.
Big cap.
Bruh. I heard a pimp who makes like $400K a year, like selling feet pictures. Man, come on,
let you
dog.
Know how good my bump. I'm gonna show you how good my brain is.
Yeah.
If you go back to that video, he says he uploads their pics on Feet Finder, right?
Yeah.
That video was a promo.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Nobody does.
That's crazy.
I set that whole thing up.
Yo, and he's honest, right? Like, cause he can just like
I'll tell you what stage.
Yeah, just saying. Wow.
I don't care. I'll tell down the line which videos I'm on stage. Any of them give money all real. But like everything else, like me, like, yeah, it should be.
And look, right? And like, how about the dude? Because I feel, yo, people was calling this kid out crazy. And the kid who said he make $1 million a year at 21 years old.
Doing what?
And he had like this blue foreign car, I think, right?
Oh, a foreign or the Hellcat?
I think it was the foreign, right? Like, and he makes like...
Was he a black dude?
Light skin. Hair.
Show me it. Was it a Corvette?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Hair.
You want to see something cool? Show me the video. Let me see the video.
Let me find it real quick, man.
Yeah, show me the video.
Because this dude, man, because like when I tell you, man, like folks was on, yeah, him right here. Oh, that's him? Bruh. So is that stage show?
I mean, no, not that one.
Bro, wait. Come here real quick, man. I want to know, man. Man, what do you... You feel me? Just one question, man. Like, so, how do you make $1 million?
So, look.
Mike right there? Yeah.
Mike right there.
Well, yeah, I first got into it, so I ain't going to say I had it at one point in time, like, all collectively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is like over a period of time. So like me personally, it was to the point to where basically like I started off, I was small fry. I was working at like Zaxby's and shit like that at first.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had put me down. I was trying to do like a real estate job. I had got into doing real estate for a little second and shit. That shit was cool. But I had never took my exam to like really like be a broker.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom had messed around and got me like an internship at like a Chicago-based company. I was working from home on a laptop all day.
Yeah.
It was boring as hell. I was making like probably like, I think I was making like probably like $35,000, moved up to like $40,000, $50,000 a year. Still smile fry.
Yeah.
And then I got tired of it. I had a girl. She had put me down on the social media.
Yeah.
I learned how to monetize myself. So then after I did that, I was like, cool. I flipped my money a little bit. I got into subleasing. That shit was cool. I was making money off the back end. I was subleasing, got into Airbnbs. That was cool. I started doing car rentals. I just kept flipping it. Then I started doing business mentorships. That shit was cool.
Yeah.
I just like learned how to monetize myself in every shape, way, and form. And I just kept pushing it. And then it was so crazy because like, boom, he called me at the gas station.
Yeah.
that video, I never expected nothing to happen. You feel me? I didn't know what the hell was going on. Yeah. But the video popped. Boom. We linked back up again. We just got to talking business, sat down for a little second, and then shit just panned out for me just a little bit different. You know what I'm saying?
God damn. I'm a hating ass nigga, man. Because when I hear a million... So is it a million per year or like you've made...
Collectively.
Got you.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Probably like this year alone, estimated probably like $336,000 estimated to make this year. You know what I'm saying? Just off of what I make monthly.
Yo, listen up, man. That's why I listen up, man. I got to stop doing podcasts and link up with you niggas, bro. You feel me? I want to know how to get it, man. But thank you so much, man.
No problem, bro.
I fuck you, man. Yo, you see, yo, bro, like, people who can, like, answer, like, again, right? Because he could have easily said, man, listen, man, I ain't got to prove nothing, nobody. But he actually came, answered the questions, broke it down methodically. You feel me?
I'd be a little different.
You feel
me? I'm an asshole. I downplay my whole life.
Yo, because the taxes, though, right?
Just because why not? I don't want people to know what I got. So that's why I be coming. That's why I say I don't really want to put no jewelry on like that. I just want regular.
I feel like if you were broke, like, for example, right? Like, now, compared to, let's say, like, my friends, I'm up, right?
Right.
But compared to, like, my industry friends that I met, I'm broke, right?
Right.
So I feel like where I'm at right now, you know, I can gas up a little bit. Feel me? Right? If I put some sauce on it.
You could.
But, like, once you, like, make your first M, like, it's, you know,
this
like.
That shit don't even matter no more.
I know, right?
I was telling the bro that. I was like, bro, I don't care about this shit no more. Because before that, like, before I really, that's the number. Before I touched my first M, I really didn't care. Like, I wanted to look like money.
Yeah.
Now I'd be like, man, fuck it.
It don't matter, man.
It don't matter. And then, you got to think, back then I was always trying to do expensive shit and all type of shit. Now I don't be doing nothing.
Man, bro, definitely. Now, yo, was the Sleazy World Go a skit? Because, like, you was really pressing it.
Nah, that's real. I don't give a fuck.
God damn.
Same with Nardo.
You was scared, though?
No.
Because Sleazy World Go has a reputation of, like...
That ain't got nothing to do with me.
Oh, God. Yo, it's Arkansas, man. You feel me?
Yeah, I ain't no scary nigga. I ain't saying I want no problems with nobody. I don't want no problems, but I'm not scared. If I want to do my content, I'm doing my content.
Yeah.
And if I always check temperature, too. Like, when I pressed them, it was like, it was cool. I was like, you Sleazy? Like, nah, I'm John Morant. And I was like, all right, I can get his ass now. I can go.
You feel me?
Then I just ran with it.
Bro, that was content going.
Yeah.
Now, you met Sleazy Nardowick. Now who's the most famous person that you've had a conversation with?
A conversation with?
Yeah. Or met.
Or met. Oh, God. Oh, let me think about that. That's big.
Ben McKevel?
No, fuck no. hell no, way bigger. Like, bigger than Baby.
Really? Drake?
No, not Drake. No, not... Well, I met Jay-Z, but it wasn't like on a... On like a he know me type shit.
I mean, bro. That counts, though.
It do count. It counts.
You met Jay?
Yeah. It
was cool. Where?
That was New York.
Like, just like...
I saw his office.
Like, you actually, like, sought him out or just by coincidence?
Coincidence.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. But I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't feel like I don't get starstruck by nobody. I don't, none of that shit be moving me. So that's why I can't really answer the question, because I'm like, I done met everybody. I mean, I feel like I met a lot of people. And I've met more people and not did content with them. Like, I've met way bigger people and didn't even do videos with them. None of that shit.
Yo,
like,
bro.
I just did one with Jada and I wasn't gonna throw it up.
Who?
Jada.
Jada Waiter.
That shit went everywhere.
Bro, listen, man. Shout out to Jada, bro.
Shout out Jada.
Yo, I hate.
Yeah, that's the answer to that question you asked me earlier. Yeah. Jada. For sure.
Oh, yeah, facts, bro. Yo, bro, she's just different. Like, she's
different.
It's super hard. Plus, also, too, is, man, like, I hate the fact now that, like, there's this whole new trend. Like, there's a whole new, like, just trend now to just hate her for no reason. You feel me?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't know why they doing it. Ain't it like a Hey Jada attack or some shit? I ain't seen it, but somebody told me.
Bro, she don't bother nobody. That's the thing, right?
She a sweetheart. But that's happy. Like, even people like me, like, meet me in person, bro. I'm so cool. Like, I'm cool. I'm down to earth. I don't be on no Hollywood shit, none of that. But people like us, they want us to be that. They try to turn us into monsters.
Bro, I love Jada, man. Now, last question, man. So, you had an interview, I think, with Mr. J-Hill, right? I think so.
Yeah, man. I did one with J-Hill, too.
Now, you said something about Trump in an interview that people were super upset about.
I don't care. I didn't even see that.
No?
No.
So, I think you said, like, how, like, Trump was saying, like, don't fold.
Don't fold.
And like you made like a slight comparison to like just that voice being in your head of him saying like don't fold, like feels like God. And the stupid people, right, like try to say, yo, like he's comparing Trump to God, right?
No.
I feel like people, yeah, right? I feel like people even, like, so people are like just upset at anybody offering any type of like positive remarks about Trump.
For sure.
So like, how do you like, well, one, are you a Trump guy? And then two, like.
Am I a Trump guy as a person? No, but as far as like money and business, man, hell yeah. Mm. Like, this world not ran off emotion, it's ran off money.
Fact.
Fuck. Fact. He's great at money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I support him in that essence. I'll say it again. That's what it is. The world's not ran off emotion. I don't give a damn if you like me.
Mm-hmm.
No, the world don't like you. That's just what come with it. Okay, absolutely. Cool. But I respect him because he'll stand in my face. That's another reason why. He'll stand in your face and be like, I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect you for that. These other motherfuckers get up here like, I don't care who it is, Biden, whomever. You might feel the same exact way. You just won't say it.
Mm-hmm.
I like the ones that stand in your face and tell you because then they'll be like, man, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nah, right? Because even if you like break it down right now, like, and like we just found out that Biden had a lot of like classified documents in his crib as well.
Exactly.
Right? Like, so like we crucify in one person for doing it.
Yeah.
And then the other person, we sort of like just like sweep it under the rug.
Sweep it under the rug.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Yo, man, but listen, you know, I've always been called a coon for like, you know, for having positive remarks for Trump. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, I definitely. Appreciate, you know, like independent thinkers.
Yeah.
Free-minded people, you feel me?
That's why a lot of people don't like me. Because I truly get on the internet and be myself.
Of course.
Like, that's why you see all type of different content, bro. If I was trying to portray this image or some shit, you would only see this good guy giving back shit.
Mm-hmm.
I do all type of shit, bro. I just be being myself. And I speak my mind. A lot of, they won't respect you for speaking my mind.
Anybody, nah,
Kanye, Trump, anybody that speaks their mind, Andrew Tate. Out of there.
Oh, no. He already out of here.
Yeah. Come on now, because he speaks his mind.
Oh, they got him out of here, man. Yo, bro, listen, man. So, like, what's next, man?
Like I said, I'm big with God, though. But mm-hmm. I can't paint my own picture because I already know he already got it painted for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't plan it out myself. I can't force the route to go a certain way. All I know is just keep my head down, keep working.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going to come. I mean, it ain't got to be tomorrow. It might not be next year, but your time going to come. I even tell people, too, if it ain't your time yet or if you're not where you want to be, that means you're in line. If you stay in line, eventually mm-hmm. you're going to get to the front. But if you get out of line, it's on you.
Be consistent.
Be consistent. And that's number one. I swear, if you be consistent, everything else will follow. And also, don't chase money.
Mm-hmm.
Don't directly chase money. I always tell people that. Like, when you go in trying to find the dollar, bro, you're not going to find it. That's anything. If you go in trying to find your lost wallet, are you going to find it?
No.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just don't look for it and go on about your day, it'll pop up.
Nah, that's a fact. Yo, bro, listen, man. Like, he's younger than most of y'all watching, but he's giving gems right now. You feel me, man?
For real.
Yo, bro, listen, man. And where can they find you, man?
Find me on all platforms at GlowJays, GlowJays, everywhere.
Man, bro, listen, bro. I appreciate you, man, for flying out, taking time out of your day to sit down with Flocko, man.
So I appreciate you, brother.
Man, but thank you so much, man. Oh, shit. Man, people, no jumper coolest podcast in the world, man. Like, subscribe. Well, no, subscribe is the same thing. Like, comment, subscribe, right? It's your boy, Porter Flacco, man. Peace.